Why did it happen now? Why didn't it happen 10 years ago or only in 10 years? Why 2011? Nobody could foretell. However, demographic developments already showed that something would explode sooner or later. The so-called baby boomers of the 1980s, they are the young people who are today in the streets. We have seen, and that I wrote in this article, that you have here with more precise figures. Just take a country like Syria. It has tripled in its population over the last 30, 40 years. We have seen, and in, we have an enormous fertility rate which turns between 3 and 5% in some of those countries. The average age being 16 to 18. And that there would be some sort of demographic explosion, many people warned about that. So that didn't come as a surprise. And what we saw and what we still see are these angry young men who are in the streets, many of them in particular in Tunisia and in partly also in the cities of Egypt, are highly qualified people who do not find adequate employment. I often had disputes with people from Brussels or the World Bank in seminars when they told me, education, education will make a change. I said, no, we have highly educated people. It's not about education, it's about educated people finding adequate employment. That's the problem. And just to give you a figure about unemployed academic people in Nigeria, before the civil war started in the 1990s, you had 60% or 55% of unemployment among academics. Today in Spain, you have 45% of